Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Garrett.
And Allie.
Garrett joining us. He is, in case you don't recognize the voice, you would certainly recognize the hair if you have been to freekeen.com within the last couple years. He is probably one of the most recognizable of the Robin Hooders. As, of course, we've discussed in great detail here on Free Talk Live, the Robin Hooders are people, including myself, who have gone. Allie, have you done any Robin
Hood? I did it one day.
Okay, that counts. So I guess the whole crew here tonight has. has taken part in rescuing people from getting tickets, getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. And we're currently victorious in court, but there's a chance that the city of Keene is going to be appealing, a very high chance, within the next couple of weeks. So, of course, we'll keep you in the loop as that situation.
To the Supreme Court, right?
Correct, to the Supreme Court in New Hampshire.
Supreme Court.
So will anyone who is part of the original suit be required to go to the Supreme Court? Do you have to act as witness or something?
I think just the lawyers will be making it to that particular hearing.
I intend to go to enjoy
the festivities.
Yeah, but you can let your lawyer handle that if you have an attorney. If you were going pro se, you would have to be there.
Okay.
So I don't know if Pete's going to have to be there, because Pete is one of the original six Robin Hooders who was sued by the city of Keene, who actually did not accept the representation of attorney John Meyer in our case. So I wonder if Pete's actually going to be able to get up there and make an argument too, which could be pretty epic.
That would be cool if he could speak to the Supreme Court. I wonder if he's ever had to before.
No, none of us. I mean, there was one hearing that they had once upon a time about media restrictions in the Supreme Court that was kind of open to the public to come speak at. But as far as actual cases, actual activist cases going to the Supreme Court, I know Ademo's case from copblock.org has gone to the Supreme Court. But aside from that, I don't know of any other cases. Rich Paul's case is going to the Supreme Court, but there haven't been too many activist cases up here that have gone that I know of.
Yeah, appeals in New Hampshire are a very rare occurrence as it is, because there is no appellate court system. There is just the district superior courts and then just straight to the Supreme Court.
So, you know, Garrett, you actually posted something that I teased last night on the show. We didn't get a chance to talk about it, but apparently the state of New Hampshire now actually has its own official state liquor. And it is the ugliest looking bottle I might have ever seen.
I wonder what it tastes like.
I don't plan on drinking any of it.
It's supposedly vodka, so that should give you a hint, I suppose. But I think it's kind of scary, the idea of having the state inside you.
But it's not. Yeah. I wonder, just, I'm sure that they just contracted some other company who makes what he said is vodka. Someone who already makes vodka. And they're just like, can you put this logo so that the state of New Hampshire can take credit for this alcohol?
That's exactly what they did. But nobody knows yet which company it is that they contracted. I believe there's going to be a 91A request or a Freedom of Information Act request put in to try to garner more information about this.
Well, whoever got that contract is a lucky little crony.
The way the state chose to do their sales in this instance, instead of going out and buying commercial airtime to do marketing, they're using press releases, and they're putting out this press release that the state of New Hampshire is officially selling this bottle. Not liquor, selling a bottle. It'll happen to contain liquor, and it'll be sold at liquor stores.
Wow.
Really?
But yeah, the marketing was very much centered around the idea of pointing out that this is a decorative bottle honoring the old man of the mountain
it's
that we're
collectible.
Selling. Yes, for $29.99. And this is something that New Hampshire can be proud of and represents New Hampshire as a whole. You can see all this in the governor's press conference that they had for this bottle. It was filmed 2 days ago.
And, I love
freekeen.com.
I love the graphics that you've done for the story, too. Again, freekeen.com, also freeconcord.org. The headline is Governor Hassan Presents Official New Hampshire Vodka. And then there's, if you click the tiny little picture for the story, it's Governor Hassan holding on to this humongous bottle with what appears to be a bunch of drunken college
Is that real? Students. Is that like how big it is?
It's huge.
Wow. Well, to be honest, I made that image out of the image of the bottle and the image of the governor, so I'm not sure if everything's to scale. But
oh, really?
In the press conference, you can see the two bottles on the podiums in front of her. And nowhere on the bottle do you see it saying anything about liquor, so I imagine on the back is where it says the details that this contains a very dangerous poison.
It's just a picture of the thing they call that they called the old man in the mountain. It is no longer the same as it once was due to erosion over time, and I do like how you refer to it as the late old man in the mountain in the article.
Well, I don't know if Ian or Al, either of you were here when the old man of the mountain fell, but it was a pretty, I'd say, tragic event across the state. There were people that were crying.
We're talking about not like an actual dude falling off a mountain, but it's like a cliff, and like the profile of it, you're looking at it from another mountain, it looks like a dude's profile, his face.
Right. Yeah, and it had been a symbol of New Hampshire for quite some time, but I think originally it was just always a tourist attraction. Somebody spotted this and made a little booth about it or something, and yeah, you know, it was nice driving by it and seeing it sometimes, but really, I think so much is invested into these symbols that now it's just something that the state sells liquor and profits off of that way. But imagine if this were any other sort of drug, if the state had cocaine or... I would love to see cannabis. That's the only other thing I think they could sell with any dignity. But
well, I think that's really one of the most important points about this, and it comes back around to a conversation that was, or an activism that formed that happened here a couple of years ago, and maybe we can bring it back, but the Shire Choir... There are a number of protest songs that were created, and they've been sung at New Hampshire liquor stores, because here in New Hampshire, the state actually runs the liquor delivery business. They have a monopoly, actually, on this. And so activists were taking these anti-drug war Christmas carols to the state liquor stores, singing these songs actually in the store and also out front of the store in protest of this insane war on drugs, kind of to show the hypocrisy that on one hand, they have these cops going around and arresting people for a plant or a chemical, but at the same time, here's a perfect example of not only is the state selling liquor, the probably arguably the hardest drug known to man, very, very dangerous. Lots of people get poisoned by this particular product on a regular basis. And
maybe
now,
people think that that's why the state should be the ones to sell it to people, because they can then control it and make sure that no one gets too much. But that's obviously not how it works. So
yeah,
you can easily get enough alcohol to get alcohol poisoning. It's not like they're going to say, no.
Sure. I mean, how long is it going to be before some high school party's busted up and the old man in the mountain liquor's going to be there on the scene? So here they are promoting. Not only are they selling liquor to people, now they're actively promoting it in that they have their own brand. I mean, it's gone down the road of sickness about as far as it can go.
Well, they have a brand to the extent that it seems a little bit anonymous at this point, or it's not publicized in the articles. Where is this vodka coming from? It doesn't say which company they've chosen. They say, they're quoted in one of the articles, a senator or representative who wrote the bill, because this was legislation that got this bottle into existence. Somebody submitted a bill saying that the state of New Hampshire should do this to pay for the repair of flags that are in the, what's called the opening hall or like the lobby.
In the state house.
Well, that is
the
top priority of every New Hampshire citizen.
Well, you know, now they get to couch this sales of this very hard drug under the idea of, well, if you buy this, you're helping us with some flag waving. I mean, really, it doesn't get any worse.
And these are war-damaged flags.
From the Civil War?
Civil War. I believe there's a bunch of different flags from all throughout U.S. history that are featured there. But, I mean, what is it? How many veterans are suffering from alcoholism or have alcohol-related issues? And, we'll sell some alcohol to fix these flags.
Well, it's also funny because people want to get the government involved in everything because they think it's, like, anti-business, that it doesn't work like a business. It's the government. It's communal or whatever it is that they think it is. But they act completely like a business, except that they can force you to buy their products and they can keep anyone else from selling the products they want to sell you.
Well, let me have your thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I hope that we'll see more focus on this issue of the state being essentially the biggest drug dealer in all of New Hampshire. Now, where you live, your state government may or may not have similar restrictions like this, as far as in that they won't let you sell liquor as a private business person. You can sell beer and wine. You can get their permit for that. But selling liquor is pretty much out of the question. Although I've heard rumor that there's some sort of private business somewhere in New Hampshire, like has one or two locations, that's actually authorized to sell liquor. I've never seen the place. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Would you buy the state vodka that New Hampshire is apparently in the midst of releasing, it was released to the mid section of the state today, the middle portion of the state, and should be making it over our way to the Cheshire County area. What was it today? It was expected to hit the store?
In Concord, it was out the day of the release on Wednesday, and in the liquor stores, they said that today, Friday, they're expecting it to be in. I didn't get a chance to check, though.
I find it very, very disturbing, first of all, that the state is even selling alcohol in the first place, but secondly, that now they have their own brand of it. You are welcome to share your thoughts, and I did link over to Garrett's article that he posted. You can see the what I consider to be fun pictures on the story. We link to it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. And by the way, if you want to follow Free Talk Live, you can do that easily on those different sites by going to news.freetalklive.com. You can also follow us via email, and you'll get the most important updates about Free Talk Live via email. I sent one out today about the new radio affiliates that we've added within the last couple of weeks, new stations in Montana as well as Oregon. So you can follow that information and know it first over at news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for the email list, Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, whatever is your preference. And, you know, speaking of drinking things, you know, if you're buying the state's alcohol, you're certainly not helping anybody. You're only enriching the criminal gang that is oppressing you. But if you buy BuzzBox coffee, you are helping people. And that's because Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox Coffee to make a difference in people's lives around the world. We're looking for 1,000 listeners like you who love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Now, Free Talk Live coffee drinkers can truly change lives forever. These microloans are being given to farmers, people who want to make a better life for themselves by running their own business rather than working for somebody else. So you get the best of the best coffee you've probably ever tasted. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade. Allie has been drinking it pretty much every week.
Yeah, here. I really like it.
And it's fairly traded as well. It'll save you money over going to all those coffee shops. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get your first pound for free, and all you have to do is pay the shipping on that first pound. Again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. So whether you want to talk about the state making their own alcohol or the outrageousness of the fact that the state still is in such high levels of control all over the country of alcohol. In some places, they still have blue laws, as they're called, where, I don't know if they had these in Alabama at all, Allie, but they still exist.
They have, like, dry counties.
That's what I mean, yeah. Dry counties. They do have those in Alabama?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's kind of a classic example of some blue laws that still exist.
And it's weird, because you would think that people who live in these counties would be like, yeah, dry county, we're still going to drink. But I remember going to, like, stay with friends, like, family in a cabin out in a dry county in Alabama, and it was like we didn't bring alcohol with us. No one brought any. We talked about how, you know, like for family get-togethers, it was like Christmas or something. You'd want to have some alcohol, at least adults would, you would think, and no one brought any just because
really?
They were so worried. I think it's like a big deal
possession
if you get caught.
Possession is illegal, too? I thought it was just sales.
I think you're not allowed to even have it. I might be wrong about that, but no one had it, and it was like you would, if, I remember... Huh. I remember my friend's mom did bring, like, a flask, but it was just for her because, you know, no one else had any, so she wasn't going to share.
This was Mississippi, but I believe our friend Pete got in trouble for a beer being in their RV when there was...
That's true. They were in a dry county, Jones County, when they just ransacked their RV, and Pete had a lone beer that was closed in the fridge. And they charged him for that.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, that you can't even possess alcohol.
It's crazy. Well, I don't know, Allie. I certainly have. We've heard stories of people who live in dry counties who, of course, will then drive to the next county over where alcohol sales happen to be legal, buy their alcohol, and then drive back, which can be a dangerous thing to do, especially if they've been drinking at home, run out of alcohol, decide they need more alcohol, and then drunk drive to the liquor store in the next county over. So having dry counties can result in greater chances of traffic fatalities and accidents and that sort of thing.
I know where I live, they weren't allowed to sell alcohol on Sundays, like between certain hours.
Another example of blue laws. Again, these things are fairly common. I don't know what New Hampshire blue laws they have besides the fact that they shut down sales at, what, 11:45, I think, at night from the store. So you can't go to the grocery store past 11:45 at night here. And I believe it's 2 a.m. now. New Hampshire has, as far as bars have to stop selling, although localities, municipalities can restrict that even further. It's my understanding that Keene has sought now to restrict that to the 1 a.m. time that it previously was.
I know many gas stations in Concord will stop selling at 11:30 just out of
just
fear.
To be safe.
Yeah, for the Liquor Commission, they'll send in undercovers or plainclothes people all the time, try to purchase right up at when the clock stops.
Oh, come on, man. Help me out. I imagine that's what they're doing. I remember was told that at one point they went into the Liquor Commission, went into a driver's licensing class where there were a bunch of young people and were attempting to recruit them into becoming undercover agents for the Liquor Commission. So, like, trying to find an underage individual who was willing to take whatever $50 or whatever they were offering to go into a liquor, a beer and wine sales place and try to buy some alcohol.
Or I wonder if they have people who try to get adults who are going into stores to buy them alcohol.
Yeah, they might just very well do that. It sounds like one of those things that they would target these kids.
Have you guys ever gone into there's a grocery store in Keene that when you go inside, they have this huge sign, like the size of a person. That's I can't remember what it says, but some kind of slogan about if you buy alcohol for someone who's waiting outside for you, then we are like there are people watching and they will arrest you on site.
Oh, I know which particular advertisement you're talking about.
It's scary, and they have a picture of someone getting arrested, and it looks like a bummer. Like, I just don't even want to shop there. When I see that, I think, oh, yeah, I forget that's a place that threatens you when you walk in the door.
I got some video of both sides of that sign. I noticed it's double-sided. Some days they'll show either side, paid for by the New Hampshire State Liquor Commission under some federal grant. And, yeah, it is pretty silly how they're trying to threaten people that are walking into their business establishment. They show a guy getting arrested and a woman standing by looking shocked. And the idea is that they're harboring these people outside that are going to get you if you do something with this thing that we sell, if you give it to the wrong person.
You know, they also have stupid rules that prevent the clerks from selling to people who come through the line with underage people, which just doesn't make any sense to me at all. Because, so for instance, if you are, let's say you're a mom and, you know, you're in your early 30s or something like that, and you've got a son who's 10 or 11 or something, you know, are they going to say you can't buy a box of wine for yourself or a bottle of wine because you've got your son with you?
What if he looks like he's like 18 or something?
Sure.
Then he looks like he might be trying to drink. Like, she might give him a drink when they get home because he's 18. That would be normal.
I mean, the restrictions are just so ludicrous, and does anybody really believe that it matters? I mean, who really can honestly tell themselves that all of this enforcement does anything to stop teenagers or young people, under 21 folks, from actually consuming alcohol? Who really? Do people believe that?
Well, there are still people who are kind of in somewhat of a neo-temperance movement, I'm sure. Like, probably a lot of people who go to AA meetings are very anti-alcohol.
Oh, I bet you're right about that, but I'm not asking a question about are people anti-alcohol. We know there are people like that. I mean, there are people that want to bring back prohibition, but are there people who really believe that any of this enforcement actually stops young people from getting alcohol? Isn't that the supposed goal of all this? All of the sting operations and all the signage and all of the threats. And still, high schoolers are probably partying tonight.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in Fake TV.
fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. All you need to do to connect with us on Skype is send us a contact request. It will be approved, and then it will be easy for you to connect on Skype in the future. Again, username there, lrn.fm. If you value your online privacy, you need ProXPN, because without ProXPN, you probably don't have much in the way of online privacy, in that if you're just using your regular old internet service provider, well, then they're probably logging everything that you do. Every search term that you enter, every website that you visit, probably being logged for at least 6 months, maybe as long as 5 years. All that information is easily accessible by anybody from law enforcement who comes along with an easy-to-access, to-acquire court order. So if you want to protect yourself, start using ProXPN. They've got an app that you can download for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. There's also instructions to get ProXPN working for Linux, although the setup's a little bit different, and it's pretty simple. And so you get started with ProXPN, and immediately you become protected from your internet service provider knowing what you're doing. Plus, ProXPN doesn't know what you're doing either, in that they're not logging what you're up to. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get started with a free account. But when you're ready to move up to unlimited bandwidth to access all levels of whatever you want to do on the internet, including torrents, their premium account does that. You can go to ProXPN.com/FTL, use promo code FTL20, and you'll get 20% off of the price of that premium account. if you buy the annual plan, that breaks the price down to about $5 per month. What else do you get for that $5? Well, you get to select the server that is your destination. So when you connect to ProXPN, you have to choose one of their servers, which you could choose worldwide. So you can actually make it look like you're coming to the website that you're visiting from a completely different location than you actually are. So it helps protect your privacy in that way, helps protect your location. And if you're behind some sort of a restriction on what you can access online, maybe you live in a different country where they restrict that sort of information, like China, or perhaps you're just working at a corporation where there's a ridiculous restriction on the websites that you can visit. If you've got ProXPN on your computer, you get around those restrictions. ProXPN.com/FTL. If you want to save even more, you can use Bitcoin on their annual plan and save 33%. But again, regular discount code you'll want to use is FTL20 if you're going to pay with U.S. dollars. So again, that's ProXPN.com/FTL. So we've been talking about alcohol and how apparently the state here in New Hampshire is now selling its own alcohol while at the same time, of course, cracking down on people who are selling other drugs, some far less dangerous than alcohol, like cannabis. Our friend Rich Paul was in jail for the good portion of 2013 because, well, he sold some cannabis to some willing buyers, and one of them happened to be a snitch for the state.
Who also was a heroin salesman.
That's right. They actually let him off. They let the heroin salesman off in return for busting Rich Paul so they could try to get Rich Paul to roll over on the activist community here, which, of course, is, you know, all about the Free State Project, and we'll tell you more about that. But Rich Paul is out. He's been out now for over a week at this point, and today was his day to go and check in with the probation department. So we get to find out what some of his terms are for probation. For some reason, he's not allowed to drink. Even though he wasn't arrested for any kind of drinking offense, he wasn't putting anyone in danger by driving drunk or anything like that, but he's prohibited from drinking for the next 3 years of his life while he's on probation. He's also, of course, prohibited from using any form of drugs and will be drug tested.
Does he have to go to, like, these classes, like these Alcoholics Anonymous or anything like that?
He didn't tell me anything about that. So he's just one of those things where they're prohibiting him from using alcohol. It's just they want to do things to make it they want to do things to make life difficult on you so that you'll be more likely to reoffend. They want you to violate probation so that they can scoop you back up and put you in prison. And if Rich Paul gets picked up again for one of these violations of probation, he could be facing his entire sentence, which was many, many years in prison.
Well, it must be weird to return to normal life, but with all these extra restrictions, it's like you're still in jail, but you still get to see everyone, and it would be like even more tempting to want to live your life like you normally would, but you know if you do, then you could end up back in jail, which is obviously, you know, inferior. I think most people would rather be on probation than be in jail.
Well, actually, Rich pointed out that if he had the choice between 6 more months in jail and 3 years of probation where the cops can come in and raid your house and search through all your things whenever they damn well please, and you have to jump through their hoops, you have to go to their meetings they schedule for you with their probation officers, you have to urinate when they say urinate and do whatever it is that they tell you, basically. He said he'd rather spend 6 more months in jail. And I can't blame him for that. I can't say I would want any cops searching through my home. Like, basically, his point was if he could go to jail for 6 more months and then be out completely free and clear,
right,
that would be preferable to him. But you don't get that option. They don't let you just decide to sit it out.
But if all other things equal, then he'd rather spend 6 months on probation than 6 months in jail.
Well, sure, but it's not equal, right? So it's three years on probation.
But they give you that option?
No.
Oh.
Generally,
I'm glad the jails are at least that comfortable here in New Hampshire that is an option that people aren't just actively trying to avoid them at all costs.
Well, I mean, I've heard that the jail in Manchester is not comfortable at all. I've heard that it's a hellacious experience in comparison to the jail that we have here in Cheshire County, which we lovingly refer to, some of us, as the Keene Spiritual Retreat. I've never heard the Manchester jail referred to in any similar fashion, and from all evidence, some of the people who have spent time there seem to have come out damaged, somehow mentally less or different than the person that they were before they went in.
To suggest that the experience of being in that jail is traumatizing.
Yes, definitely traumatic. I mean, there's from the people that I've talked to who've been in that jail, this is the Manchester Valley, so-called Valley Street Jail, they told me that that one person dies mysteriously in the jail every month.
Well, they really do have weird. A great number of unsolved deaths in that jail, as well as, I believe, the highest number of lawsuits and payout amounts in dollars from that jail as opposed to any other in the state. And also in the New England region, there's a large extent in which they're a leader, unfortunately, in there, too.
Yeah, it's a scary place, and someplace I definitely am not interested in spending any time.
And that's in Manchester, right?
That's correct.
Hillsborough County.
As far as the rest of the jails in the area, I haven't, or in New Hampshire, I haven't heard anything about them, so I can't speak to it. But some other folks who might be spending some serious time behind bars include three men indicted at the federal level in connection with the Silk Road, the internet black market bazaar in which illegal drugs like heroin and cocaine can be purchased for the digital currency Bitcoin.
I thought the Silk Road was down.
No, actually. The original Silk Road is down. There is now Silk Road version 2.0.
Oh. Same people, or is it a whole different group?
Yes and no. The original Dread Pirate Roberts is supposedly in federal custody. His name's Ross Ulbricht. His case is still developing. In fact, there's a slight update in this story that I'll share with you here about Ross Ulbricht. But what happened was back in October, early October, they took down the Silk Road. The feds allegedly took down the Silk Road. They arrested the alleged mastermind behind the Silk Road, Ross Ulbricht, have charged him with money laundering, have charged him with conspiracy to sell drugs online, and they've charged him with various attempts to hire hitmen to take out people that he didn't like. And it's not looking good for Ross Ulbricht. There's just a lot of pretty serious criminal charges against him. And again, I've got a slight update on that case coming up here. But now more busts have been made. And it was only a few weeks later, Allie, that some of the original moderators from the first Silk Road put a new Silk Road forum online. So the original Silk Road forums are still online. There was then a new Silk Road forum that was put online a few weeks after the takedown of the Silk Road. The Silk Road forums and the Silk Road were two separate websites. And so now you've got the new Silk Road forums, and then it was a few weeks after that, I think it was the day after November 5th. I think they were trying for November 5th, but they didn't make it. Remember the 5th of November. I think that was the reason they'd chosen that date. But they made it on the November 6th when the second Silk Road version 2.0, was released. And it's in operation today. Silk Road 2.0 has not been taken down, though there are some question marks as to whether or not the Silk Road, this new Silk Road, is actually run by people who are on the up and up, or is it just a federal honeypot for people to be attracted to?
I would think the feds would be all over it.
Well, just because they're all over it doesn't mean that they're the ones operating it, and that's one of the big questions. We'll tell you more about who got busted here in a moment, and you can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything that you want toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Sit back with your state run vodka or your state supplied vodka. As we found out here in New Hampshire, they now have an official state vodka, which is absolutely outrageous to me. But it's available now on store shelves in New Hampshire. 855-453 is the toll-free number. And enjoy the program here, or take control. Become part of the show and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the Silk Road, and I want to get back into that discussion here in a moment, but also tell you that if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned, and they have the lowest prices you can see for yourself. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Again, ManVentureOutpost.com. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Garrett.
And Allie.
So, talking about, on one hand, you've got the state pushing the hardest drug out there, and then on the other hand, they're cracking down on people selling other drugs that arguably are less harmful than alcohol. They're targeting the folks from the Silk Road still, with now three men who've been indicted in the United States in connection with the Silk Road, and which we've discussed before a number of times on Free Talk Live. But for those who are uninitiated, Garrett, how would you describe what the Silk Road is?
The Silk Road was, and I believe now is again, a marketplace where people can go on the internet and pseudo-anonymously, hopefully for the most part for them anonymously, exchange goods and services using Bitcoin, which is not an anonymous currency, but you can take steps to make it anonymous and digital. So it's something that new technology has enabled people to do in the past few years that was not available just shortly a while ago.
It became very popular. It existed for approximately 2 years, or a little over 2 years, before it was taken out by the FBI a couple months ago. The Silk Road version 2.0 has cropped up to take its place. They are claiming that it will be the new Silk Road is more secure. And
well, my question is that even before, like, Silk Road has always had competitors, correct?
Yes, so they haven't lasted, though.
If they shut down the original Silk Road, then when some other group comes out and says, okay, well, this is Silk Road 2.0. You know, there's no trademark, as far as I know, on Silk Road. So that could be just...
Anyone could have done it.
Their competitors could have just been like, well, we'll just, you know, create another... I don't know how that works, but they might program it somehow.
Sure.
To create a Silk Road, and they just call it that.
Well, one of the first things that happened after the original Silk Road was shut down was there was a new place that had opened up, not after the shutdown. It had already been open, but it was very unpopular. It just didn't have the level of traffic that the Silk Road did, called Sheep Marketplace. And people started to gravitate to this new place because just because the Silk Road's down doesn't mean people don't want drugs or don't want to sell the drugs. So they, you know, everybody moved over. And then there was another one called Black Market Reloaded. And I think there was a third one that just didn't make it. So Black Market Reloaded couldn't handle the traffic, the security issues. They ended up shutting down, as I understand it. Sheep Marketplace seemed like things were going well, but then all of a sudden somebody hacked in, and it was either somebody on the outside or somebody on the inside of the operations behind the scenes started stealing bitcoins from people's accounts all across the site, but they made it look like the accounts still had bitcoins in them. So while the people who were on the site would have thought that their accounts were still funded with whatever the bitcoins they put in there, they were actually, in truth, already having been siphoned off of the site. And so that site's pretty much done for, from what I understand.
That's one of the insecurities of not Bitcoin itself, but just using digital currencies. People will hear a story like that and say, oh, Bitcoin sounds insecure, but really it's this network upon which people entered their bitcoins into that had some sort of exploitable error in it.
Right. Bitcoin didn't do anything wrong. Bitcoin is solid. Bitcoin is secure. The problem was the website that somebody was able to get in, either through some sort of backdoor.
What was it, like you load Bitcoins onto your account on the website and then spend them after they're on your account? So it's like your account has possession of these Bitcoins. You've spent your Bitcoins into
their website.
Yeah, into your own account for spending on that website.
Anytime you don't have control of your own Bitcoin wallet, in that if you don't control the private keys, then you're at the whim of whoever it is your service provider is. So if you're using Silk Road or you're using Sheep Marketplace or whatever and you're storing bitcoins in there, there's a chance you're going to lose them. In the same way that when the Silk Road was shut down, everybody who had bitcoins in their accounts, those are gone. The FBI isn't giving you a refund on
right.
that. So,
but you can't just leave your debit card that has access to your bank account on it. You can't just leave that lying around like, oh, it's secure.
Well, true, but in the same way, Allie, if you go to a restaurant and there's an unscrupulous clerk who takes your card from you and has it long enough to where they could imprint it or something like that,
exactly.
Then, you know, so it's the same thing, basically. Somebody used a back door or somebody created, they hacked into this Sheep Marketplace and they stole people's money.
But I never hear anyone say, debit cards, why are you using that? That's so
exactly.
insecure.
And they are insecure as hell because of that. I mean, all it takes is one person who is, again, willing to be naughty.
It would be nice if, like, with credit cards, someone could call you if there's been some strange transactions with your Bitcoin wallet or something like that. I don't know how they would do that because they don't want the Bitcoin or, like, blockchain, if you use that. They don't really want those people looking at their accounts necessarily.
And blockchain can. If you're using a blockchain wallet, then that's encrypted in your browser, so they can't know how much is
right.
in your account. So the story is coming out of Reuters, also being reported in Forbes, Huffington Post. The indictment charges Andrew Jones, Gary Davis, and Peter Nash with conspiring or conspiracy to engage in narcotics trafficking, computer hacking, and money laundering. The charges followed the arrest in October of Silk Road founder Ross Ulbricht, or the alleged founder, Ross Ulbricht, that hasn't been proven yet, who is supposedly known as the Dread Pirate Roberts, the person who founded Silk Road. Authorities shut Silk Road down at the time of Ulbricht's arrest, although last month a new marketplace carrying the same name and appearance debuted online. And that reminds me, Allie, I didn't fully answer your question about this. So yes, anybody could just go and put up the Silk Road 2.0. The reason why Silk Road 2.0 has the reputation that it has right out of the gate is because the old moderators were still around. So they only took out Ross Ulbricht initially in the first shutdown of Silk Road. There were still, the forum was still online. Those same moderators who were in that forum, the admins basically, because Ross, if it was Ross or whoever it was, DPR, Dread Pirate Roberts, he wasn't running the site by himself. It's too big of a site. He needed people to help him with it. So he had trusted admins that were on board that were getting paid to run the site. And these are three of, supposedly, these three men that are named in this indictment were three of those admins. So some of those very same people were the ones who announced the new Silk Road. So there's that level of trust that,
right.
You know, even though you don't know who Libertas is, it's one of the names, or Inigo, you don't know who these people are, you don't know their real identities. If you were around the Silk Road, you know these are trusted moderators. Mm-hmm. They've been there forever. They've been involved in the site. And so when one of those guys comes on the forum and says, hey, everybody, we're back, and then provides the new link, people are going to trust it.
Right.
Now, whether or not they are trustworthy or whether or not their accounts have been compromised, all of these are other questions. But regardless, people did come over from the old Silk Road. They made new accounts. A lot of the old vendors came over, made new accounts on the new site, and they were able to prove that they were the old vendor by providing like PGP keys and things like that. So they had a certain process they had to go through to be verified.
Was it the same? I wonder if it was the same MO, if they like tried to change anything about the way they did their website, because considering what happened with the original Silk Road, I wonder like what other safety features they put into the new site.
Good question. And so, yes, they definitely had the incentive that they needed to be a little bit more careful this time.
Because if I was originally like a seller on the Silk Road and they came out the Silk Road 2.0, I'd want to know what the 2.0 is about, because the last time a lot of sellers got busted.
No, actually not all of sellers, no. There was a recent bust of some, methamphetamine dealers that ostensibly somehow came through the Silk Road bust, but I don't have the details on that case, and the indictment doesn't have the details on that case. There have only been a handful of dealers who've gone down at this point, so there have
a handful,
not been,
like four?
Like four, basically. Four or five.
Oh.
So
that have been associated with the Silk Road in the public press.
That's correct.
Because we do have the instance such as when Stacey Litz was busted. That's more of like an internal libertarian community thing, but she spoke about speaking about the Silk Road to Philadelphia drug agents who had never heard of it before, mm-hmm. and that was their first time learning about it.
So there have been busts that have been tangential to the Silk Road, in that some dealer will be busted and have also, you know, purchased or sold things on the Silk Road. But as far as busts that are facilitated from the takedown of the Silk Road, there are very, very few of those so far. Maybe more are coming. We don't know. I mean, they did supposedly image the entire Silk Road server, and who knows what kind of information they have at their fingertips and how long they have to investigate. It's probably several years statute of limitations. So, you know, more busts may be coming. But we'll tell you more about these admins. They've been taken down. And what's going on with the supposed Dread Pirate Roberts? We haven't heard much about his case. There's an update, and it doesn't sound like good news. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Deer Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.